Hi everybody, welcome to the Rock Paper Azure Challenge. My name is Brian Hitney. I'm a developer evangelist with Microsoft. And along with Jim and Peter, we put together the Rock Paper Azure Challenge. And in this screencast, we're going to dive into getting started with the Bot Lab, which is one of the key components to the Rock Paper Azure Challenge. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. And the first thing that we're going to do is visit the Rock Paper Azure website. Now on this website, you've already completed step one, which is getting your Windows Azure account and making sure Visual Studio is set up with the Azure tools for Visual Studio version 1.3 or higher. Now what we're going to be talking about is step two, which is getting the code. And to start with, you can download the bits by clicking the link, and that'll download a zip file, and save that to a location that's convenient to you and extract that to a subfolder. And what you're going to see when you extract that is two different folders in here. Notice that we've got a MyBot folder and the BotLab folder. Now the MyBot folder is what we're going to be talking about in the next screencast. That's actually the project where we'll create our bot. The BotLab is the project we're going to be talking about here, which contains a solution that we can run within Windows Azure that allows us to test our bots and play some mock rounds. So what we're going to do is open this in Visual Studio. Now I have to be running Visual Studio as an administrator. The reason for that is you need admin rights, because when we're hosting the packages locally, we're running in the development fabric, and that requires admin rights for us to do that. You can still open the project without admin rights, but we won't be able to run it. So we'll say open project, and I'll click the BotLab solution file. When the project opens, we're going to see two projects within the solution. The first thing is the Azure service project itself. And within each Windows Azure deployment, we're going to have a project that determines everything that's included within our deployment. So any websites or worker roles, everything will be defined within this project. Here we have the BotLab website itself. So this website, if we're not using any Azure-specific features, we could take this website and run it completely outside of Azure. But in this case, we are using some Azure features, so it's built into the code. But otherwise, you'll see that this is a very typical website. We have the global ASAX files. We're using MVC in the site. So otherwise, it's a completely typical website. So the first time that we're going to launch this, and we'll do that by hitting F5 or hitting the Start Debugging button, what we're going to see is the Windows Azure simulation environment start up. And we'll see the Windows Azure icon in the system tray. We should see a dialog box pop up that it started as well, and then we'll see the website come in. Now, the first time we do this, it does take a little bit longer because the environment is starting up, but if we want to debug this again and again, then it will be a little bit faster. So this is what our bot lab looks like, and there's a one-time configuration where we need to give a password. So we'll just go ahead and type something very secretive like password. And click the setup button. So this is what the main BotLab site looks like. Now, one thing I'd want to say right off the bat is if you ever forget your password, one of the things you can do is simply restart your website again, and it will start over from scratch. So if you have this already deployed out to the cloud, which we're going to talk about in a later screencast, all you'd have to do is stop and restart that service in order to get back to this original state that we're in now. But what we see here in the left column is the Your Bots section. Now we have a few built in. We have a bot called Big Bang, we have Cycle, and we also have Random. Now Big Bang comes out and throws some dynamite, and we'll get into some of the strategy that bot does later on. We have Cycle, which will throw rock, then paper, then scissors. It does so as a cycle. And then Random, which will just throw a random move. So these are the bots that are built in. After we build some bots, which we're going to cover in the next screencast, what we would do is we would click this button here to upload a bot into our bot lab. And once we're ready to get started with a test round, all we would have to do is click the Start Battle button. And after a few moments of playing, you'll see that we have the outcome of that test round. In this case, Random came in first place with 2 wins and no losses, with for a total score of 6. Now, the way the scoring works is every win gives you 3 points, a loss gives you no points, of course, and a tie gives you 1 point. We can see here that Big Bang had 1 win, 1 loss, so that gives him 3, and Cycle lost both games. So every time we add a bot, we can keep running these rounds. In fact, if I start this again, we might see different results. So fundamentally, what the bot lab is all about is allowing you to test some bots, make sure your bots are working right before you go through the trouble of uploading it into our system. And the other thing that's crucial, of course, is you want to be able to see exactly what your bot has done. So if you click on any of these links within this table, you'll see a log file for a particular match. Now each bot will play all other bots, and so we're seeing a log file between random and Big Bang in a given match. Each match is played to 1,000 points, so if we look at the end of the log file, we can see the final moves of the match. In this case, Big Bang wins the final game in the match as Paper beats Rock. Once a player reaches 1,000 points, the match is over, and so Big Bang wins. So this is a really crucial way that you can analyze your games. And you could do this both within the bot lab, and later on when we look at the actual site, you'll see that we can grab the log files from our actual matches played against other players as well. So for the time being, we're all set. The next thing we want to do is start looking at building our own bots. And so join me for the next screencast where we're going to dive into that. And then later on, we'll look at getting this bot lab running in Azure and deploying to the Rock Paper Azure website.